Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you today on this particular platform. Those of you who listen to this platform every single week, thank you so much for just being a part. It means a lot to us to have you connected. And of course, we're thankful and appreciative of all of you who tune in every single week to this leadership podcast. Now, Next Level Leader is all about growing leaders. We're about helping the leader inside of you evolve. And we believe that when you put yourself in a position to be exposed to some of the greatest content and thoughts and strategies that can help you navigate the terrain of leadership, the sky's the limit. We know iron really does sharpen iron. So thank you so much for being a part. It could be anywhere, but you have chosen to invest in yourself. And for that, that's what makes you a next level leader. Now, I'd love for you to make certain if you are listening for the first time and you're not following me, if you are listening for several times and have not followed me, do it now. Joseph Walker 3, that's Joseph Walker, the number 3, on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you there. And of course, I'd love for you to go and get our books and content, merch, all that good stuff. And of course, if you'd like us to come into a workshop in your area, or perhaps you want to find out when I'll be in your area, just go to josephwalker3.org. That's josephwalker3.org. Now, love for you to go over also to YouTube. Check out my wife and I. We have a YouTube platform there, and it's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's blessing lives all across the world. And talking about marriage and raising children and talking about decisions and a variety of other things. It's just a lot of wisdom we're imparting, and I hope you go check it out. It would truly be a blessing to you. So thank you in advance. Let's go get it. Let's do it. I appreciate you. All right. So today we're going to talk about how to write a vision. Now, the mere fact that you are a leader, it is assumed that you're carrying a vision. I believe with all of my heart that every leader is given a specific vision. The reality, though, is that often people do not know how to practically make that vision a reality. How do you write it? How do you communicate that to the people who will follow you? You can have the vision inside of you in your head and walk around thinking, wow, one day I'm going to do this, one day I'm going to do that. But you have to be very clear about how you're going to do it. I'll give you a perfect example, and I'll set this up. You can have a vision of a house. Man, I envision this extraordinary house, et cetera. And that's great. You could talk about it, talk about the neighborhood, talk about the hill you want to be on. But until you actually write down, draw up the blueprint, no one can actually make that house to spec. They can draw it, they can envision it, but they won't be what you want it to be until you've approved the actual blueprint, because it has the dimensions, it has all the things necessary to make that house look like you envision. The contractor comes, he does not build the house because you're having a conversation with him on the phone about make it this tall, make it this wide. He's needing plans. The plans are like the vision statement. It breaks down into pieces what you have envisioned. Does that make sense? So let's see if I can help you truly write a vision statement. And let's talk about it. Because first of all, you have to clarify core values. In every vision statement, it's incredibly important that you do this, right? Because once you start clarifying core values, then it becomes very, very clear, because you identify and articulate the fundamental beliefs that guide your organization. These values should always align with your mission and serve as a cornerstone of your vision. So at the very outset, people should know what your foundation is. They should focus on specifically what your beliefs are. Why are you doing what you're doing, and what is governing your decision to do it? That's important, right? That's like laying the foundation. We're building upon a foundation of values, and we're not just building upon this idea, but we're building on something fundamentally sound. And don't be ashamed to lay out up front your value systems, your beliefs, because that truly allows whatever happens thereafter to align with that. That holds the vision accountable to that. And so the vision never gets out of hand with someone else, but they understand that this is what governs us. It's our moral compass. It's what makes us who we are. Often when you see a vision statement, for example, like at Starbucks, it'll lean in on their values. We welcome everyone regardless of this or that. It's our hope to do this, to be inclusive. You know, if you see Chick-fil-A, see a vision statement, it leads in on values about their faith and about why they're not open on Sundays. It's all about values, about family, those things. And so you have to be very clear when you lay this out, because a vision statement is better when it's built on values. Number two, define your desired outcomes. All right, now you have to clearly state the specific goals you aim to achieve. The reason why a vision statement is important, because you want to give someone the destination. What is the end game here? Envision the future success, the impact you want your organization to have. So we're talking about, we're doing this because we want to affect this. We want to make a difference in this. And so you're laying that out. Why are we doing it? What's the goal? What are we attempting to achieve here? Because the desired outcomes becomes the measurable. For those who are engaging the vision, they know we're doing this because we're trying to produce that. We're not just doing this because it's a great idea, but there is an end game involved. Outcomes matter. And often the outcomes are what helps you determine the efficacy of the actual vision. Are we meeting our desired goals along the way, right? That's how you measure the effectiveness of the team that is moving this vision along, because you want to see the fruit and look at the outcome like the fruit. This is what we want to produce. And so when I take a seed and I put it in the ground, on the package of the seed is the outcome. It says this is a turnip seed. And so the outcome is, if you plant this, it's going to look like this. And that's what I believe a vision is. If you do this, it will produce that. If you water, if you put it in the right soil, it will produce that. So make certain you have targeted triumphs, clearly stated specific goals you want to achieve. All right. Here's number three. Engage stakeholders. Now, here it is. Vision people. All right. Collaborative creation. Involve the people on your team, the partners and other key stakeholders in the visioning process. Their insight and their buy-in is crucial for sharing and motivating the vision. You have to make certain that you recognize that vision is never done by yourself. Vision is done because you have people who have bought into it, who come alongside you, who have buy-in, who you value, their opinion. And these are the folks that help push this thing forward. You need to have a collaborative process in this. And so I think that that's one of the most important things, because every visionary has to be relational enough where they are welcoming folks who bring a certain amount of intelligence to the table, that when they are connected to others around the table, it becomes such a collective intelligence that they're able to help see this vision through. They're able to see their buy-in, they're invested in it, they're willing to partner in it, they're willing to share their platforms and talk about the vision. They're even willing to engage people who are in their realm of influence and bring them over to your vision to support. I have seen this in my own eyes. I have seen people who are incredibly influential buy into the vision of someone and then invite their followers, invite the people they're connected to come on board. And that's a tentacle that the visionary did not have, but because he or she was willing to partner with a stakeholder and allow them to have voice within the vision, they benefited from it, because your relationships become my relationships when you are a stakeholder within the vision. So engage your stakeholders, It's got to be done. It's so important. Don't do this by yourself. Do not try to just ideate this and manifest this by yourself. Got it? All right, let's go to number four. We're talking about inspire innovation, stimulating solutions. You're encouraging creative thinking and the exploration of new ideas. You have the vision and you're trying to move it forward and get it on the page. You have to really be open to innovative approaches and possibilities. Surround yourself with some of the best creative people on the planet. This is one of the things that I think is very, very important, right? Because as you do this, it really allows you to connect with people who are exposed to a variety of different innovative ways to get things done. Never, ever miss the opportunity to have creatives at the table with you. People that think at different levels, who have different ideas of what things should be. That's what's important. And so I want you to make certain that you're inspiring innovation. You're not at a point where you're just stuck in a tradition where you're saying that the only way it can happen is this way. No, we want to be open to positive ideas. The future belongs to those who are open to positive change. And in this day and age, it is very important that the more innovative you are, the better that vision will have buy-in and the better that vision will actually be productive in your life. You can have, for example, going back to my house illustration, the house is being built, right? And a part of that is, even though there are rooms and windows that are drawn on the blueprint for the vision, you surround yourself with innovative thinkers and they'll say, you know, you need this kind of microwave, you need this kind of stove, you need this kind of flooring, because there's a certain kind of innovation that's brought to the table that the normal standard traditional appliances and pieces in the house may not necessarily have. Having creative people can help you know, wow, I didn't know that existed. I didn't know they made wash machines like that, that could do that. Or I didn't know they had stoves that had the warmers and I didn't know I needed this drawer to do that. And all this innovation and technology inserted into the actual home makes the home even more appealing. You get it? So aesthetically, yes, the home is what you may want, but functionally, the innovation is what allows the home to be a better usage. And that's what innovation does. It makes it seamless. It makes it easier for people to operate, to move through. And that's how you want the vision to be. How can we be more innovative to where we can cut down on a lot of the arduousness of trying to engage the vision and make it so easy, so accessible that everybody wants to be a part of something like this? That's what I believe vision really is about. So let's inspire innovation. Surround yourself with those creative, amazing people. And you'll be amazed at what will happen. All right. Here's number five. Articulate aspirations. You have to express enthusiasm. Communicate your vision in a way that is so clear and concise and compelling that everybody gets excited when they hear it. You have to use a language that resonates emotionally and intelligently with your audience, right? You have to express it. One of the things I tell people when I mentor them is that if you're not excited about it, no one else will be. You have to make certain that you are incredibly excited about the vision. You're ready to move it forward. You're motivated. You're just on fire for it. These are the kinds of things that help truly inspire other people and stimulate solutions. People, what's all the fuss about? Everybody's talking about this. This person's just always excited. They light up when they speak about this and they speak my language because I'm an innovative person. These are the kinds of things. And the visionary, him or herself, has to be really enthused about the vision. And when you communicate it, there needs to be a level of excitement. If you ever watch Shark Tank, the perfect example, those who are pitching an idea, when they pitch the idea, it's about how enthusiastic they are at the onset when they talk about something they're introducing to some people for the first time. How do I get you excited about what I'm doing? Because I could articulate why this solution could be a benefit to your life. That's what it means to inspire innovation, all right? So, and that's what it means to articulate aspirations, because when you inspire innovation, I talked about that earlier, and that's talking about how you get creative people around you and you articulate aspirations. when you're able to communicate enthusiastically and you tie those two things together, it is amazing the level of energy that will come back to you because you truly, truly are excited about the work that you are about to do. Here's number six, outline operational steps. Now, here's the practical part, right? It's about strategic structure. Break down the vision into actionable steps and milestones. In other words, how are we going to do this? And it helps in translating the vision into a practical and achievable roadmap. Some people have the vision, but there's no practical roadmap on how to actually make this thing happen. How do you make this? How do you do this? It's like the directions of something. How do you put this together? How does this work? And so when you do that, that's the real work of the vision. It's going to take this group of folks. It's going to take these resources. It's going to take this amount of time. See, those are actionable steps, and people can kind of file in, get in line in regards to what is needed to be able to help out. Where is my touch point here? How do I engage this vision and help it come to reality? What asset can I bring and where am I most needed? That becomes the real question, right? So when you are putting together these operational steps, it's important that you lay it out in a way where those who read it know how to run with it, okay? So before we go to number seven, let's review. We're talking about how to write a vision. And we opened up talking about clarifying our core values, being very clear that our foundation is rooted on our value system, our morality. And that's important, right? It means that we are clear that the mission of this vision must be steered and governed by certain principles and value. I think that's important, right? And then we must also define desired outcomes, thinking about targeted triumphs. We must make certain that we have very specific goals that we're trying to achieve. And we're clear about that. The outcomes matter. And one thing I tell entrepreneurs and people in business is that your outcome determines your income. And so it's important that you actually can produce those outcomes, because that is ultimately what can help move your vision to a place of monetization. Number three, engaging stakeholders. That collaborative creation involving your team members and partners, this is important because it helps you as a visionary look at various ways of getting buy-in from very creative people, welcoming them to the table, embodying their conversation and their ideas. Number four, inspiring innovation, right? Stimulate solution, encouraging this creative thinking. This is important, and helping the visionary have people around them who can think outside the box, per se. Articulating aspirations. We talked about number five was communicating our vision in a way that's clear and concise and compelling, and having a level of enthusiasm that becomes contagious. And then, of course, number six is outlining operational steps, making certain we break it down into actionable items that can translate that vision from theory into praxis. People see their touch point and are able to engage the vision in a way that brings it to fruition. So number seven is about revisit and refine. So it's about regularly reviewing and updating the vision to reflect the changes in the environment, the goals, and the feedback. This is how you remain relevant. A vision should be adaptable while staying true to the core values and desired outcomes. We're still going to produce this. We're still going to stand on this while we produce that. But we're open to positive change. We recognize that culture is changing. The community can change. And so what you set out to do initially, the community around you may have changed. And as a result, it causes you to perhaps to revisit, reimagine, rethink the thing you're trying to do, but the reason why you want to do it still remains the same. And so you have to be sensitive to the changes happening around you and the feedback you're getting. Is this necessary now? People don't desire it as much as they did 5 years ago when you first talked about it. So maybe there's something else that is needed. Vision must meet a need. Listen to me. Vision must meet a need in the earth. So as you prepare your vision, you write it, and you begin to share it with others, I hope these principles will help you. And I hope as you move that thing from page to praxis, that you're able to get this thing done to a place of outcomes. And those outcomes are exactly what you intend. I want to thank you so much. I hope this has helped you. I really do. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if this has been a tremendous blessing to you. Shoot me a message. And of course, make sure you go to josephwalker3.org. Get many of my books. They have a book out there called No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution. I talk a lot about this, moving that vision from theory to praxis, a lot of cool stuff around that, even how who the people you should have alongside that vision, the staff, et cetera. So I hope this has been a tremendous blessing to you, and I appreciate you tuning in once again to Next Level Leader Podcast. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.